Based in Provo, Utah, the software company Qualtrics ranks among the top employers providing adoption and foster care benefits to its workers. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption commissioned a national survey of employers to learn whether they offer financial reimbursement for adoption costs and paid leave for foster parents, and how many workers are eligible for those benefits. Matt Inema works at Qualtrics and says adopting a child can be quite expensive. He says the financial reimbursement his company offered was transformational for him and his wife to create the family they'd always dreamed of.
Having that kind of a support and benefit available from one's employer, I think, is very, very important. And it just helps to foster, I think, that sense of belonging for an employee within their organization.
Inema encourages those considering adoption to know it can be a lengthy process. He says it's critical to find local experts in your area who can shed light on how different laws and guidelines affect the adoption experience. President and CEO of the Dave Thomas Foundation, Rita Saroranen, says the survey aims to foster a sense of equity among employers that many times offer benefits to families formed through birth. She says those that are formed through adoption should be no different.
We created the 100 Best Adoption-Friendly Workplace list to encourage employers to take that step, to learn about it. And then we know that employers enjoy sort of competitive advantages over each other, and best lists tend to provide that.
Saroranen says folks in the job market who are contemplating offers may look to see if adoption benefits are included. For some, they could be a deciding factor.
If everything else is equal and this company offers adoption benefits or foster care benefits, then they tend to lean that way because it says something about the company. So it gives, we believe, employers a competitive edge in recruiting employees.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.